Time for the KSL In-Depth. Several large-scale attacks by hackers against U.S. businesses and even the U.S. government have some saying we need more good hackers to help protect the public.
Joining us live to talk more about ethical hacking is KSL News Radio's Amy Iverson, of course, from the browsers. I was asking a minute ago, Amy, is there a college course for this? Where do you go to get trained?
You know, most of these guys and gals are going into computer science, but one ethical hacker was saying eventually he realized some of these businesses wanted some paper vouching for what he did. So he started a school, and also there is a council called the EC Council that is an info security training center that will give you a certified ethical hacker test.
I mean, don't we need the best and the brightest in our government and in our corporations protecting us from exactly what's going on?
You do, and it is nice to hear that a lot of these companies and the government, the FBI, is looking for people to do this. They're begging people to do this. They're hard to find. But the only problem is, like with this latest hack where the 4 million government employees had their information stolen, they were warned and warned and warned and never did anything. So you wonder, okay, great, get an ethical hacker, but are you going to do what they tell you if you aren't taking the warnings that are already there?
What kind of a person are we talking about here? Because obviously you have to be a computer whiz, but language skills, things like that, is that what they're looking for?
Sure, depending on what if you're going to work for the government or what type of company, but also people who are they just call themselves hackers. They grow up doing this. They do it in college, and it's just their passion. And it has to be someone who is going to pay attention to detail, because everything changes, as you guys know, day by day with these sorts of things. And you have to stay sharp on it. You have to stay up to date every single day.
So just quickly, Amy, you said that the government was warned and they didn't do anything about it. Why didn't they do anything about it? You probably don't know. I mean, do you have a guess about that?
I don't. I mean, you can say laziness, or was it Congress breathing down their throat? But the inspector general at that Office of Personnel Management, he told them that their computer security system was a Chinese hacker's dream. And he said he told them different things they needed to do. A lot of them were saying, the officials in that group were saying, well, we were in the process of upgrading our security, not good enough. So I kind of am hoping they're going to pay attention to the warnings that they already have before they worry about hiring ethical hackers.
Yeah, all right, Amy. It is frightening when that's the top level of your government talking. That is, of course, KSL News Radio's Amy Iverson from the browsers. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.